This week's Skytrooper News continues its coverage of the CAV in Cambodia. Whenever a CAV helicopter is downed by enemy fire, a specially trained group of Skytroopers jumps into action to secure the grounded copter and help evacuate the bird's crew members. Army PFC Scott Long accompanied the troopers on one such mission shortly after the Cambodian operation began, and he files this report.
Red, white, and blue, the distinctive colors of the 1st Squadron 9th Cavalry of the 1st Air Cavalry Division. These familiar hues designate the three unique segments of the infamous unit known as the CAV's CAV. White, the light observation helicopters that skim the treetops looking for the enemy. Red, the high-flying Killer Cobra gunship awaiting the call to swoop in on enemy positions. And blue, the infantry platoon which can be called in to provide instant manpower in cases such as providing flank security, checking possible cache sites, and going in to secure downed helicopters. Recently, the Blue Platoon of Charlie Troop was called in to secure a light observation helicopter that crashed after being shot up over a village in Cambodia. And I accompanied Charlie Troop as they literally jumped into action to reach the downed bird.
Sir, what's happened here?
Okay, we've just had a bird shot down. Somewhere to the north of us, we're going out and secure the bird, pick up the crew.
Do you know how bad the bird is hit?
Negative. We won't be able to tell when we get down on the ground. All we know is he's down. You don't actually know the extent until you get there. Somewhere during flight, we'll get a sit rep or a briefing. We'll find out exactly if the crew is injured or if the crew has been extracted or what the damage is on the bird.
A medevac will be in there for them very soon, though.
Definitely. If they're injured, there's a medevac on the way right now. Initial action is just to get us on alert in the air, getting towards the bird in case the crew is in contact or if they are down and can't get them out.
Medevac. This is Blue Gum.
Okay, Blue, this is 2-9. You airborne yet?
Negative. The birds have not cranked yet. They're down the other end of the active cranking. It looks from here they're cranking now.
This is Blue. Get on down here. We're ready to go.
Follow me. We got an injured man on the ground. We got to get him in right away. About 5 foot directly north.
He's on the first. Yeah. Fire. Huh? On fire.
Right.
Two birds are down. Charlie Troop is just about ready to rappel right in. They have two birds down now, and it doesn't look too good. You see smoke all around. There's a loach hovering over to our left. Weapons are ready, and everyone's silent. The size of the unit, the enemy unit, is undetermined as of yet. Probably will be undetermined. This is it. They're almost ready to rappel. Going in slower and slower to the position. Tension is running high. Cobra is above us. And we're just about there. We're just about ready to hover over the jungle as the Charlie Troopers rappel. A little difficult in finding the bird in all this jungle. You'd think it'd be a lot easier, but it's not. So far, we haven't received any fire. And there goes the rappelling rope. Everybody's watching. And now the lieutenant, First Lieutenant LaChance, is hooking up with his D-ring. He's ready to go. He stands poised. He's going down. It looks to be about maybe 40, 50 feet. We got a man injured down below. The report has just come up. The procedure seems to be taking quite a while here. Yui is just hovering here. It's almost like a sitting duck. So far, we haven't seen any flashes or anything like that. Another man is on the side of the helicopter preparing to go down. The air is just filled with birds. They're everywhere. These helicopter pilots are very protective for their own men. From what we understand, two birds have been shot down, and we have some injured men. I don't know about a medevac yet. I haven't seen one in the air. But the Blues, Charlie Troop, are down there. They're trying to get down there as fast as possible to secure the bird and help save the lives of the men that have been shot down. We're hovering here almost stationary as cobras and Hueys above us just flutter around. Still, the snake-like cobras hovering overhead. The medic is about to go down the rope. He's an important man as far as the troops out here in the field are concerned. Everybody's watching below, watching the size, looking for the enemy. One tail gunner, his head is a constant movement, trying to spot any enemy movement at all in the bush. The mission of Charlie Troop is to secure the bird, make sure that the NVA or VC do not get to it, and to evacuate the crew. This is their primary job. This is their reason for living. It seems like we've hovered over this one spot of the jungle for an eternity, yet close by, the NVA or VC must be there, just waiting. either that or they're too scared to fire because we've got so much firepower in the air. It's a very tedious operation for these Huey pilots. They're being given directions from the Blues themselves as to move up and move back. They have to be in the right position to lower the men. It wouldn't be any good if they dropped a man 10 or 15 feet away from his other partner. They'd be lost and more than likely might even fire upon each other. It's a very tricky situation. As I look out in front of the helicopter, I can see how thick the jungle is. Very thick, very, very thick. The only way to get through it is to jump. When a bird goes down, time is precious. Every minute counts. Every minute that you can secure the bird and help evacuate the men is a very precious amount of time.
The rope was caught to a tree or something. The rope that the men used to repel from. And now the pilots have been given the word to get out of here. And there we go. The smoke around us is a medevac off to our right, hovering very low, probably trying to get out the pilots of the wounded ships. And as we fly away, there's birds filling the air, loaches flying very close to the jungle top. And everywhere, everywhere, the gunners are looking, trying to spot any enemy. They'll probably be up here for a while, trying to watch out, giving support to the downed men. This is Frank Basil. He's the rigger for Charlie Troop, first of the ninth. He's just dropped in seven men down to the downed bird. Frank, what happens now that these men are down on the ground?
Okay, they get cobra cover. They have a loach at all times circling around them. We go back to an LZ and wait for a standby and wait until they tell us to pull them out. And we'll probably have to rig a Maguire rig in order to pull them out. That's like a repelling rope, only got straps on the end. And the person hooks it up to his body. And then we lift him out and fly him back to the LZ where we take him off.
In other words, they don't climb into the burden at all. They just strap themselves onto ropes and they're pulled out of the jungle by these straps.
Right, that's right. They're hanging maybe about 160 feet below the chopper. And we fly up pretty high so that they'll clear the treetops without getting hurt.
When the Blues reached the light observation helicopter, they found that the pilot and observer had died in the crash. A third person, the crew chief, leaped clear of the craft just before it hit the ground and burned. Four persons had been injured when the second helicopter, on the rescue mission, was downed by enemy fire. The injured were evacuated. Whenever a helicopter is shot down, white will find it, red will protect it, and blue will secure it and help get it out. Red, white, and blue, the effective combination for the 1st Squadron 9th Cavalry, the Cavs Cav in the 1st Air Cavalry Division. This is Army PFC Scott Long. Forward observers.